This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. We will be talking about North Korea, and as you know, or at least according to the Facebook meme, North Korea is best Korea. Apparently, someone who went on one of the tours of North Korea, and yes, you can go on a tour in North Korea, this guy took some pictures that the North Korean government doesn't want you to see. And he tells his story. Yes, he survived to tell the story. We have that. Plus, it's Daryl, Chris, and Conan in studio. And Chris is actually going to start out by telling us about some weird government bureaucracy gone wrong.
Well, that's hardly a spoiler now, is it? I don't even know if that's a tease, because you could open up the newspaper any day and go, wow, look. A U.S. government agency run amok. Here we go.
And they did it for a lot of money.
And I don't think I actually said a U.S. government agency. I just said bureaucracy.
Yeah,
it could be the story about the court down in Florida that ruled that municipalities can indeed pass ordinances prohibiting you from growing vegetables in your yard.
Yep. Well, I'm sure that's going to keep a lot of people safe as they're starving. So yeah. A lot of people have, there are a lot of people in the world. There are two types of people in the world. There are people who are Android people, and there are people who are iPhone people. That's how I separate the entire masses. You're either in one group or not.
No.
True.
What about the third group of people who don't even know what they have? It's just the way that they call their
wife. We call them the Conans.
No, I'm Android.
Okay.
I'm talking about the old dudes that have that one phone that is paid for by someone else in their family.
Shutterbug or...
And it's a monthly pay.
But then there's that small, small, small fraction. And I cannot stress how small of a fraction it is that has a Windows phone, and then a equally small fraction of people that still use BlackBerry.
Very true. And I'm just making a rash generalization because I felt like making a rash generalization. But a lot of people that are familiar with the Android phone are familiar with Samsung. And if you're familiar with Samsung,
yep.
They've recently released their flagship, and that is the Note 7. That's their phablet.
Now,
is that it's called a phablet?
It's a common vernacular.
It's because it's a mix between a tablet and a smartphone?
It's a phone-sized tablet or a tablet-sized phone.
I'm looking at a picture of it. It's huge.
It's a big phone. Yeah, and I use the Note series. I'm on a Note 5 right now,
I'm on a 3.
I thought the Nexus was the big thing that people were looking for, Note.
That's Google's Google-branded stuff, who they never make, but they work with a manufacturer to bring sort of the latest and greatest of Android in its pure form to the masses. So companies like Samsung take Android, and then they add their own spin to it, their own flavor, which is what we refer to as bloatware.
Yes.
But sometimes it's useful.
That
sometimes
you can't actually... uninstall, you can only like...
Well, you can uninstall if you do this risky thing called rooting the phone that I don't know how it works. I just know it's risky. And I do know people that have turned their phones into $200 paperweights by doing this incorrectly.
I rooted my last tablet because it had space issues. Really, really bad the way they configured the hard drive.
Right.
So... I mean, and I wasn't able to install anything more than, 500 megabytes, so rooted, but it was an arduous experience.
So this is not, Tech Talk Live, it is Free Talk Live, and there's a point that we will get to.
There is.
About why the Samsung is even being mentioned.
Yeah, so a lot of people are familiar with the Note 7, and they're familiar with the problems that this thing has had with its battery. The problem.
Oh, is this the thing? I think I heard somebody say that like 1 in 32,000 of the batteries just exploded. Like, the phone blew up.
They started sizzling and smoking and melted.
And they've lit some garages and cars on fire, and they have burned some people. So, I'm going to get into this story, and this is coming to us from CNET. Samsung's Note 7 formally recalled by the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Okay. That seems to be, you know, something that when phones start, just catching fire spontaneously.
Combusting, yeah.
If there is to be a government agency, that recalling said phone seems to be along the lines of what they should do.
Do you think?
Yeah, but do you think Samsung needed this agency to even get involved? I mean, their customers are their biggest concern.
We'll get there. That point is coming up. So, the U.S. Safety Agency says Samsung has received 92 reports of batteries overheating in the U.S., including 26 reports of burns and 55 reports of property damage. But, now it's official. If you've still got a Samsung Galaxy Note 7, you've got to hand it over. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission on Thursday issued a recall for all Note 7 phones sold in the country before September 15th. The group said, quote, consumers should immediately stop using and power down the recalled Galaxy Note 7 devices and contact the location they purchased the devices from to either get a new Note 7, a refund, or a replacement device. Shortly after the CPSC issued its recall, Samsung said it would have replacement devices in store by September 21st. Samsung's effort to replace the Note 7 in the U.S. had been stalled, waiting for the CPSC to come to the decision to recall the device. Samsung has received 92 reports on the batteries overheating in the U.S., including 26 reports of burns and 55 reports of property damage, including fires in cars and a garage, the CPSC said. Samsung launched its Galaxy Note 7 phablet in late August to much fanfare and overall favorable reviews, but users noticed some problems with the device. Specifically, a battery cell issue caused some notes to overheat and start fires. Airlines have banned customers from using them on flights. After 35 reported incidents of overheating smartphones worldwide, Samsung earlier this month made the unprecedented decision to recall every single one of the Galaxy Note 7 smartphones sold. That's said to be about 1 million of the 2.5 million that were manufactured.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand this correctly. Last month, Samsung rolls out this phone. Much touted, hey, we're coming out with the greatest thing since sliced gravy, here's this phablet. And yes, I know the quote is since sliced bread, but since they're calling this thing a phablet, that's a mix between a tablet and a gravy. I'm mixing my metaphors.
If you put gravy in the refrigerator and let it harden, jellify, you can't slice it like bread.
Greatest thing since sliced gravy.
There we go.
Then there's problems. Samsung says, hey, guys, there's some problems. You might want to turn those phones in. And then comes benevolent dictator, consumer product safety, something another. And about a week after Samsung says, hey, turn those in, they say,
oh, yeah, by the way,
save the day. Everybody turn in those products.
We just want to let you guys know that proclamation last week, well, it's official now because
we're putting our stamp
of approval on it.
It's almost like, you know, you're watching the Grammys and Kanye West just like runs up on stage. Hey, yo, Samsung, I'm going to let you finish, but that recall was the greatest one ever. Y'all should totally do that.
It is. It's absolutely absurd. So here you have a company that really did have a hot product on their hands, no pun intended. It was a big deal, and a lot of people were jumping on it. It was talked about as, you know, the phone you should switch from iPhone. If you're going to go to Android, this is the one you should get. All this stuff, they have a problem. And, of course, every company wants to minimize the damage to their stockholders and to their company, so they probably said, we're going to look at it, we're going to see if we can patch it with software or something like that. They found out that they couldn't. And they immediately were responsible enough to say, you know what, this is bad, we're going to recall them all. Yet, here comes the federal government a week or two later just to do what?
To reinforce the voluntary recall. Your calls and thoughts, welcome on this or anything that's on your mind, including North Korea, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And Conan.
And And we're talking about the Samsung Note 7, specifically the formal recall by the Consumer Product Safety Commission that happened about 2 weeks after a voluntary recall issued by Samsung.
Yeah, it's just insane. And this is why this story kind of fascinates me. People ask, you know, well, or people state, we have to have agencies like the Consumer Product Safety Commission to keep us safe.
Otherwise, these big companies will take advantage of us. They'll sneak.
They will.
They'll sneak things into the market that are harmful to. They'll put lead in their toys, and they'll
do all kinds of things.
Nonsense that'll just get the kids sick.
Yeah, but at the heart of this is Samsung's interest to make a buck. You know, they're not doing this because they like to. They came up with this phone because they anticipated a huge return to their stockholders. And if they have problems with that, they know that that's going to impact sales, not just in that phone, but they know it's going to impact their entire line. So they had this interest in, you know, identifying the problem, seeing what can, if it could be fixed through a patch, and when it couldn't be, they voluntarily did this. Now, what happens when the Consumer Product Safety Commission, it's not just that they put out a press release and say, we recall thee, you are now recalled, jump back in your box and go back to your store. That's not how it works. You can bet that a file is now opened up,
mm-hmm.
and the file is called the Samsung Galaxy Note 7 recall.
Hey, these guys,
and a whole team of bureaucrats will be assigned to this, and they will track. Okay, Samsung, where did you ship all these phones? Where did they go to?
Yeah, Samsung might find themselves in front of Congress in the next 2 months.
So yeah.
Just, you know, answer into their mishaps.
Yes.
Right, and see, this is what happens when you go through, you know, sort of the formal processes of various things. Now, Chris, you're a selectman in a neighboring town near Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show. And if someone comes to you and says, hey, Mr. Selectman guy, can you answer this question for me? And it's something that you know the answer to, you can say, yeah, I can answer that and provide the answer. Or the person could not realize that they could just ask you the question and do a FOIA request, a Freedom of Information request.
Sure.
And then there's a lot of paperwork that has to be filed in compliance with that FOIA request, and then you send them the answer, and then you've got to keep that file for some period of time.
Sure.
So, you know, when you go through the formal processes, as the Consumer Product Safety Commission did here, even though there was the voluntary recall, and the feds could have just said, oh, the company's handling it, they're like, nope, we've got people whose job it is to fill out paper. They need something to do. Hey, fill out some paper on this.
And you know, a lot of these bigger companies, they do handle a lot of their issues internally because of just what you said. It gets convoluted. You get so many bureaucrats involved that it's not cost effective. So it's like, no. You slipped and fell on our floor. We're just going to take care of it. You don't need to. Don't go anywhere. Don't go any further. We're just going to give you a check. You know, or you know, if they're sued by another company. I mean, it's. It's all internal these days for the big companies. The smaller ones.
Well, they try.
And they try to keep it. They try to wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. And now, Conan, I think I mentioned to you one time that I slipped and fell in a Walmart.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. They
Wait,
had,
what was this the Walmart that Conan used to work at?
It was not. It was in a different state. But I was asking a question in the optical area. You know, sometimes they have like an optometrist set up in there. Talking to them, and I did not really register with me that they had set up this big, like, summer display, which involved a wading pool filled with sand and toys.
Okay.
Right by the register, facing the direction that you would walk out of the store.
Okay.
So I kind of flew in, like, not really paying attention to anything.
Looking for your Galaxy 7?
Exactly. Talk to the girl. Turned around to walk out. My eye level is above this thing, and I hit it. And I just endoed. My girlfriend still laughs to this day about that. But let me tell you what happened. We were actually on our way out of town. We were going on vacation. for the next 3 weeks, I got phone calls from Walmart.
Wow.
We really would like to have you in. We have a doctor who was happy to see that. We want to make sure that all your medical bills are covered. Anything that we can do to make sure. And, of course, they're doing that because they want to protect themselves. They don't want me to be that guy that contacts a TV lawyer and says, I fell at Walmart.
Saul.
My
what's Saul's name? Yeah. Saul Goodman.
Saul Goodman.
Oh, I hate that guy. I can't watch that show.
Yeah.
You know...
But it was a nice easy. It was their effort to minimize this, so it didn't go any bigger. And if that would have gone bigger, then who would have stepped in? OSHA would have stepped in, and God knows what other government agencies would have been on that Walmart trying to figure out.
And then every
where procedures.
And then every Walmart employee would have been watching three more OSHA videos that year instead of
I don't know if OSHA would have been there because you were not.
I was an employee. You know what I mean? It would have been.
There would be some government agency coming in and saying you've got to make sure that blah blah blah, and your product displays have to be more than X and. Why, and they need to be marked off, and they have to have ropes around them at this level. And you know,
it would have been crazy, but I feel for Samsung, too, in that they really did step out. And I feel sorry for the American public because we're the people who are going to end up paying for this redundant recall. We're going to pay hundreds of bureaucrats for hundreds, if not thousands of hours to track process. If you go to the Consumer Product Safety Commission's webpage, they have a whole page on regulation, laws, and standards. And I have barely even scratched the surface, but headings regarding every statute that they follow, their mandatory standards, their bans, their regulations, their rulemaking process. All this is so unnecessary. You know, this is what the market does. And it's even better now. I say better now because we have the internet. And there is no more of this, you know, we found that toys sold in Washington State by Hasbro, and Hasbro, I'm making this up, so don't, let's just say any toy company.
The Acme toy company.
Used lead paint in their little,
too, by the way.
In their wiener dog toys or whatever it happens to be. And
rocket skates.
Right. And everybody on the planet would hear about it within about a day. It would go viral on Facebook.
Yeah.
And, you know, and by the way, it's not just bureaucrats that are taking advantage of this system. You know, I actually caught a scam artist in the act at a Walmart. I think it was Tennessee. Saw some water.
Oh, yeah. I'm headed that way.
Went over and tested it. And I'm watching all this, and I am approaching as fast as I can. She tested it, and then she intentionally slipped in it.
Well,
I saw the entire thing, and it blew my mind. I was so upset, but I was trying to keep my cool the whole time. I helped the lady up, and I, you know, was apologizing and this and that, you know, because I didn't get there fast enough.
Yeah.
I don't know whatever happened to that. I told my boss what had happened. I told her that it was, you know, on camera.
The fix was in.
What camera was pointed in that direction? Oh,
that's good.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair
repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome, whether it be incompetent bureaucrats or North Korea or anything in between. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And before we go to North Korea with a story, not actually physically going to North Korea,
road
want to make sure it would be one hell of a road trip. Want to make sure, and I wonder if people in North Korea are actually able to use Bitcoin, because we know that they can't necessarily access the internet. But if they could use Bitcoin, then I would suggest that they, as I'm suggesting to you, download the official wallet of Free Talk Live. That would be the Jax wallet. You can get it at jax.io. That's JAXX.io. Or in the app store of your choice. There's no wallet like it. It holds Bitcoin, Ether, Dow, and now Dash. And I hear more currencies are coming. There's Shapeshift integration built into the app that allows you to frictionlessly and easily exchange between currencies. It was created by Free Talk Live listener Anthony DiOrio, who's also the creator of CryptoKit. Jax is easy to back up and recover, and Jax is striving to give you command over your digital life. Coins, contracts, currencies, identities, and more. Your digital command center in the palm of your hand. Jax, that's J-A-X-X, the official wallet of Free Talk Live. Now, we love a good story about North Korea and a good story about Venezuela here on Free Talk Live. And, you know, there's not really a lot that
we learn about North Korea?
We see pictures and we hear the stories from Venezuela. It's like they're pretty much an open book. You got people, you know, trying to get over the border.
They're not that open.
Kind of the opposite of an open book.
Well,
I know what you mean.
You got people coming over the borders, buying their gasoline, buying their sugar or whatever, and they're going back to make, you know, good
illegally. Money. They're illegally going across the border. When people
there.
Do legally go across the border, it's very sparse and it's very sporadic,
right.
And at like a weekend at a time.
Yeah, but how many people, all right, versus Venezuela, how many North Koreans are going over the borders? You don't hear a whole lot of them. Sometimes you hear some general defecting.
That's the way you get out of North Korea,
right.
Is you defect.
Right.
But you were trying to say that Venezuela's open. Well, no, the Venezuelan government a couple of months ago made it illegal to take pictures of long lines outside of grocery stores. They've made it illegal to take pictures of the empty shelves inside grocery stores. So, no, they are not open about how horrible things are in Venezuela.
Compared to North Korea.
Right, and I think when you talk about the controls of the borders and things like that, North Korea is, you're not getting out. If you get out of North Korea, it's because you risked your life to get out of North Korea.
Or
Venezuela's probably not there.
You crawled through a crapshoot, 200 feet of crapshoot, and you landed in a, what is that? Oh, that's Shawshank Redemption. Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, there are some people that are allowed to visit North Korea, and on those visits, they have a guide that takes them to all of the approved tourist destinations.
Specified destinations.
And they, from what I hear, will actually check your cameras to make sure that you are not taking unapproved photos. Well, there was one man from London who not only took some unapproved photos, he was able to smuggle those unapproved photos out of North Korea, and he has lived to tell about it, we have that story now.
He's probably on a list right now. They're probably sending out their...
He's probably on a list just because he went to North Korea.
Actually, that's probably right on target. But now you've got the North Korean ninjas snooping about England right now, looking for this guy to take him out.
I seriously doubt that. We'll just put that on the list of Conan conspiracy theories until it's found out to be true or false. But anyway, this Michael... Michael Hunewicks, a London-based photographer and software developer, managed to take prohibited photos during his visit to the militarized state and make it out with them intact. His pictures reveal the kinds of day-to-day existence that North Koreans lead, but few know about. Hunewicks was part of a small group that was granted special permission to tour this exclusive country for 4 days in August of last year. Visitors are only allowed entry into North Korea through pre-arranged tours that are booked through agencies. Hunewicks says, your typical list of belongings. We were told that if we bring any porn into the country and they find it, they will show it to our travel companions to embarrass us and confiscate the device. They also searched the laptops for any Korean films, the comedy film The Interview, and books about North Korea, even travel guides. If it's anything about North Korea, will be confiscated.
Has anyone seen The Interview yet?
I did.
A lot of people saw it, but I have not.
It was on the Netflix for a while. I just kept passing over it. It just didn't interest me. What do you think, Chris?
Has its moments.
I'm not a big fan of any of those two jokers.
I
know their names.
I am a true connoisseur of lowbrow humor.
So
most people find it crass.
So it was raw,
crass and offensive.
Raw humor.
It's just stupid. What you'd expect, you know.
Hunewicks.
I'm okay with it.
Hunewicks continues. They didn't look at my Kindle though. The whole check lasted 3 hours, and one of us had his film about the fall of Yugoslavia deleted for some reason. The trip cost between $800 to $1,000, involved a flight from Beijing to China, or rather from Beijing, China, to North Korea's capital of Pyongyang. It says, although Pyongyang has two power stations, the electricity supply is in a perpetual state of emergency. Neither power station produces enough power to supply more than one district at a time.
So, all right, so what is the purpose of this visit? Do they have to proclaim their reason for visiting? I mean, it doesn't really sound like the biggest tourist attraction in the world. So you've got these Westerners wanting to come into our country. They've got to be snoops. They got to be snooping for something, right?
Well, that's why.
So they take them to all these designated areas.
Well, that the fear that they're spies is why the North Korean government does not allow them to go anywhere without a guide.
Why let anybody in?
Because you have to let somebody in, otherwise, America's going to bomb you. At least that's the claim that the Kims put out there, that they blame everything on America. America
so
is the reason.
So do I.
America's not the reason that the power plants in Pyongyang cannot power the entire city.
It's what they tell their people to keep them under control.
Right,
as there's this huge, it goes back to pick your favorite dystopian
novel. Right, but Conan just said that he blames America for everything. So you're agreeing that with Kim Jong-un that it's America's fault that their power stations, the two of them, do not create enough electricity to power the entire city?
Yeah, why not? I'll go there.
You're a lunatic. He continues, upon arriving, foreign visitors are escorted by tour guides who surveil them throughout their entire time there. Some may wonder why anyone would dare even step foot into such a place. He says, this is in a shop with souvenir, or this is talking about a picture where it's pictures of souvenir books about the Kims. Let me skip down. He says his visit to the Democratic People's Republic of Korea was motivated by his family's personal experience with communism in eastern Poland, or what is today Lithuania and Belarus. He says, I'm the first generation in four not to be arrested by communists. It was difficult to feel attracted to what quite possibly is the most weird state on the planet. I'll continue with this and your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Would you ever visit North Korea?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan.
And we were going over this article about a guy that visited North Korea, and I just want to finish his answer of why he wanted to visit North Korea, and then we will go to the phones. His name is Hunowitz, that's the last name, Michael Hunowitz, went to North Korea, took a bunch of photos that the North Korean government didn't want him to take, and he was able to smuggle these out. He's telling his story. He said that he visited, or his visit was partially motivated by his family's personal experience with communism in eastern Poland, or in what is today Lithuania and Belarus. He says, I'm the first in four generations not to be arrested by communists. Therefore, it wasn't difficult to feel attracted to what quite possibly is the most weird state on the planet, with its insane cult of personality, quasi-religious beliefs. In other words, to have my share of communism, and in a comfortable fashion, only for a few days, and then to return home. More from this story, but first, your calls. Greg in New York, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, Chris, and Conan. What's on your mind?
Hey, so, you know, I often call in with the statist point of view. I wanted to sort of do the opposite and point out the latest news. Have you guys heard about the Wells Fargo fiasco?
I am a customer of Wells Fargo, and yes, I have.
Yeah, I've heard I'm a customer myself.
So, yeah, I remember...
So what?
Ago,
what's the fiasco?
The current fiasco with Wells Fargo is that employees, with their incentive structures to boost their numbers, decided to create a lot of fake accounts in the names of their customers without their knowledge or permission.
Wasn't it like two million accounts or something?
Something.
Or it was little, 2 million or 5 million seems to ring a bell, but it was a whole lot. And it wasn't that Wells Fargo said do this. It's that they structured a compensation plan that would encourage employees to do the wrong thing. Is that fair to say?
Exactly. It's the incentive structure that led to a lot of these things. And then when they're prosecuted, of course, you know, their buddies in the government slap them with only about 5% of the of their yearly intake. And they also signed that any crime that they have done during this time will be overlooked. If there's anything else, it'll be overlooked as well.
Yeah, so they're huge contributors to, you know, the candidates that we know of and government in general. They put a lot of money towards that direction, and as far as lobbies are concerned as well.
Right. And so what I kind of wanted to bring up, this is the latest in basically too big to fail bank things. I remember HSBC a few years ago was prosecuted, but considered above the law because it's too big to be prosecuted. And a few years before that, Wells Fargo and other banks were running drugs to Mexico, I believe. Or no, they weren't running drugs. They were financing drug gangs in Mexico.
Yeah, and helping launder money and all sorts of things.
Right. So this is, I mean, this is a classic example of, obviously, crony, not crony, kind of a revolving door and at the same time regulatory capture. And, of course, 2008, the crash, nobody went to jail, and so forth. So when you have...
Martha Stewart went to jail, I believe.
And I think you can throw crony capitalism in there, too. You've got a lot of course, the same people that work for the banks. There are now the regulators, and campaign money flows freely from Wall Street and from the biggest banks to our most powerful politicians.
That's right. I mean, now there's a scandal with Hillary Clinton, but she just did what everybody else did, which is big speaking fees. What's more egregious is this article by Matt Taibbi a few years ago, Why Isn't Wall Street in Jail? And it's, you know, details a lot of the practices with the fake, what do they call it? The CDSs that they passed off as the junk debt. They marked it up and they sold it off to the public, and there was fraud and nobody went to jail for that. And so my point, though, is this, that, of course, the regulatory capture is a big problem, and too big to fail banks are a huge problem. I would like to decentralize banking and all that stuff. But this kind of stuff also happens on all levels. I mean, it happens in small towns as well. So if you manage to get rid of the state and have only neighborhoods, you'd still have cronyism. I mean, you could have a school. I know schools. My mom works as a teacher, and you can only get certain approved vendors to service the school. And the same thing with my building. You can only get the internet providers, and they form a cartel. They don't compete with each other. So it happens on all levels.
Yeah, but at least you could go talk to those people. You can talk to that teacher, and you can figure out, you can talk to the school board and figure out why that regulation exists.
That regulation exists because somebody problem. On the school board decided, we're going to do business with this company that I'm connected
but
to.
But at least you can go talk to that person, whereas I'm not going to be able to talk to any of these lobbyists at Wells Fargo or the legislators who they're putting money in their pockets.
And I'm kind of a localist, if there is such a thing, but I do kind of like the idea of damage being minimized. So, for example, you know, that is the flip side of too big to fail is too big to control. When Wells Fargo does something like this, it's in millions and millions and millions of people. And if you had a small town bank that had, say, they had the exact same scenario, we accidentally or on purpose set up a compensation plan that encouraged people to open more banks, you know, more accounts for people that already had accounts. You're talking about a much, much, much smaller number of people that would be affected by a bad apple, and maybe it would be harder to hide, and maybe they would be more likely to prosecute. Maybe.
Exactly. I mean, I consider myself a minarchist in the sense that I am not for abolishing all governments, but I think if you set up a minimum safety net and you don't allow people to die, but you allow corporations to go out of business and lose resources, I think at that point you can deregulate and you can have smaller, you can decentralize, have smaller banks, as you said. As long as there's a safety net so that if things go wrong locally, then people don't, you know, run out of resources and die. Nobody has to die from this.
Hold on. Did you say that there should be a safety net to make sure no one ever dies?
Well, I understood what he was saying.
You get what I'm saying. When people run out of resources, they go hungry. When corporations run out of resources, that's a desirable aspect of the market. It's just we can't apply market discipline to people in an unlimited fashion. That's what I'm
saying. So you're not saying, you know, keep people artificially alive forever because, well, if we, you know, don't, you know, pump them full of all of these fluids and keep them on this breathing machine and a heart pump,
no,
then, you know, they'll die. It doesn't matter that they're 500 years old. We can't let them die.
I think the only thing he and I will differ on is how you get to that safety net. And there are lots of ways of, for safety nets in lots of different areas to be created, and one of those can be voluntary.
I like the free market safety net. I think it works very well. We talked about the Samsung issue. They took care of their issues because they are concerned with their customers and their all holy dollar at the end of the day. It's very important to them.
Well, in the same sense, I mean, we've got we have some poverty-stricken people in my town who I don't want to see go hungry. You know, I don't want people to starve. And we happen to have a fairly large group of people that run an amazing food shelf, and they do it voluntarily, and they go out and seek and receive donations to keep the thing operating.
And you probably,
I think it's a great choice. Now, the other choice would be to, you know, tax, have the government collect that money and then purchase food, then distribute it. But our money's never going to go as far because...
Because
you know?
Because 3/4 of charity goes to the bureaucrats, to the system.
And I'm not saying that's an evil thing, but it's a necessary thing if you have that overhead. So,
well, guys, the last thing I want to say is I disagree with this last part. I think I don't want to leave it up to chance. I mean, before Social Security was instituted, elderly people were, a lot of them in poverty, a lot of them, there was charity, there was all this stuff privately. I actually believe that collective bargaining and economies of scale play into this. When you have a monopsony, a single buyer, they have more power to lower prices. And you see that with Medicare. You see that all over the world with single-payer systems. So I
well, they also have the power to increase prices, which is what you're actually seeing with Medicare and Medicaid and all of these other things, where it's the government that's making all of these decisions. It's because the government has decided to back student loans that the cost of a college education has skyrocketed.
Greg, and you know what, as far as Medicare and Social Security are concerned, Daryl, you and I, we're not going to be getting any of that.
I know.
It's going to be insolvent by 2030. We're not getting any of that. We've been paying it our whole lives.
It's been insolvent our entire lives. They've just not shut it down yet. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. Hour 2 on the way. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.